双考贝多芬，人教版，高中英语必修三，单元高考限时卷。
Unit 1，
第一部分听力。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
I hope to go abroad during the break.
Nice. Where do you want to go?
Greece first, I think. Then London and New York.
You'd better start preparing for it now.
It's 9 o'clock now. Here, Bill, I need to mail these letters right away.
Okay, Miss Brown, I'll do it right now.
And while you're at the post office, please buy me 10 $1 stamps.
No problem.I will be back in half an hour. I think it's going to be a nice day.
It's certainly a big improvement over yesterday.
But it's supposed to be cloudy and windy again this afternoon.
Well, the worst of the winter should be over.
I hear that you are going back home to New Zealand. What are your plans?
I'm going home for summer, and then I'm going back to work.
Well, are you going to the beach or the mountains in your short vacation?
I'm probably going to the beach and camp for about a week with friends.
We're not going to be able to reach an agreement on price.
Why?
Your bid is much lower than your competitors.
I'll check back with the head office for you.
有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I am thinking about changing my job. I'm really tired of my job in the bank.
Do you have any definite ideas?
Not yet. What's your opinion?
I think you'd better try an active job.
I am thinking about changing my job. I'm really tired of my job in the bank.
Do you have any definite ideas?
Not yet. What's your opinion?
I think you'd better try an active job.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
So, Helen, since you lived in Chengdu for many years, do you have any recommendations for good places to visit in Chengdu?
Actually, the city has changed so much. I would be lost there just like any other visitor. But my cousin still lives there. He definitely knows the city like the back of his hand.
Well, maybe I should give him a call.
I'm sure he'll be happy to help you.
Great.
Have a good trip then.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So, Helen, since you lived in Chengdu for many years, do you have any recommendations for good places to visit in Chengdu?
Actually, the city has changed so much. I would be lost there just like any other visitor. But my cousin still lives there. He definitely knows the city like the back of his hand.
Well, maybe I should give him a call.
I'm sure he'll be happy to help you.
Great.
Have a good trip then.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I've heard that there's a ghost in this castle, and the ghost comes out in the middle of the day.
Is that true? Are you sure it's a real ghost?
Well, this one is supposed to be a queen. The queen was very young, and her husband, the king, was very old. The old king saw that she was dancing with a young man of the court.
The queen was dancing with a young man? Oh, dear.
Well, the king didn't like it, so he had the queen killed.
The king had his queen killed? That was so cruel.
They say that this ghost is the dead queen, begging the king to forgive her.
Have you ever seen this ghost?
No, I've never seen this ghost, but I've met people who say that they have seen the ghost.
Well, I don't believe in ghosts, but it's a good story to frighten people who believe in ghosts.
I've heard that there's a ghost in this castle, and the ghost comes out in the middle of the day.
Is that true? Are you sure it's a real ghost?
Well, this one is supposed to be a queen. The queen was very young, and her husband, the king, was very old. The old king saw that she was dancing with a young man of the court.
The queen was dancing with a young man? Oh, dear.
Well, the king didn't like it, so he had the queen killed.
The king had his queen killed? That was so cruel.
They say that this ghost is the dead queen, begging the king to forgive her.
Have you ever seen this ghost?
No, I've never seen this ghost, but I've met people who say that they have seen the ghost.
Well, I don't believe in ghosts, but it's a good story to frighten people who believe in ghosts.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第16四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
What can I do for you, Sally?
Well, I couldn't sleep last night.
What's the matter?
I've got a pain here, just here. Ouch.
What did you eat yesterday?
For lunch, I had noodles, salad, and a peach. I didn't have supper because I didn't feel very well.
Was the peach ripe or green? You ought to be careful when eating fruit.
It was a bit green.
I think it may be the problem. It's nothing serious. You'd better get some rest. Take this medicine 3 times a day. You'll be all right soon. And I advise you not to eat fruit that isn't ripe in the future.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
What can I do for you, Sally?
Well, I couldn't sleep last night.
What's the matter?
I've got a pain here. Just here. Ouch.
What did you eat yesterday?
For lunch, I had noodles, salad, and a peach. I didn't have supper because I didn't feel very well.
Was the peach ripe or green? You ought to be careful when eating fruit.
It was a bit green.
I think it may be the problem. It's nothing serious. You'd better get some rest. Take this medicine 3 times a day. You'll be all right soon. And I advise you not to eat fruit that isn't ripe in the future.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
听下面一段独白，回答第17至第20四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
A long time ago, there was a young man called Alex, who was an honest but strange person. One day, his landlord accused him of committing a crime. He claimed Alex had robbed him of many bags of gold while he was asleep. Alex did not deny it. He said that he had warned his landlord of the danger, but that he had not listened. Alex did not want his landlord to sleep with all his gold under his bed and decided to break him of this habit. So he pretended to steal it. When he heard this, the landlord turned very doubtful and asked Alex to leave his house. But first, Alex asked him a favor. He promised to go if his landlord put the gold in the bank. His landlord laughed and agreed. So his friend returned the bags of gold, and his landlord allowed Alex to stay in the house for free. A long time ago, there was a young man called Alex, who was an honest but strange person. One day, his landlord accused him of committing a crime. He claimed Alex had robbed him of many bags of gold while he was asleep. Alex did not deny it. He said that he had warned his landlord of the danger, but that he had not listened. Alex did not want his landlord to sleep with all his gold under his bed and decided to break him of this habit. So he pretended to steal it. When he heard this, the landlord turned very doubtful and asked Alex to leave his house. But first, Alex asked him a favor. He promised to go if his landlord put the gold in the bank. His landlord laughed and agreed. So his friend returned the bags of gold, and his landlord allowed Alex to stay in the house for free.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。